All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. And what we're doing tonight is, this is the very special show. I just finished reading, or technically I'm still in the middle of it, but I just didn't have any other ideas for a show, so I couldn't wait until I finished the book Never a Dull Moment by David Hepworth. So a very witty British writer, writes about music a lot. And this particular book is Never a Dull Moment, about 1971, the year 1971. And he was a young lad, as it were, during this time. And, you know, he's kind of apologetic in saying that this is, of course, this is the music of my youth. Anybody would be, you know, very sentimental about the music of their youth, saying it was the best year for music ever. But he underscores that point even more by writing a whole book about it, dividing it up into months even. There are 12 chapters, of course, each for a different month. And so, and he has got, mentions music throughout, a different focus for each month. And at the end of each month, he has a list of songs that he thinks are very important to note for that particular year or for that particular month. And so I decided to make a playlist out of all of those songs. And so it's not, you know, there's like maybe 10 songs per. And of course, as frequent listeners of the show will know, we can only do 29 songs in one 2-hour block, roughly thereof. So I've picked and chosen the ones that I wanted to play for each month for the new year 1971. So we're digging into 1971. And of course, in 1971, that was the year the Beatles were pretty much kaput. They had just finished. Everyone was paying attention to what they were doing, or what they would do as solo artists, meaning Maka, John Lennon, and George Harrison. And nobody really cared about Ringo. But apparently, McCartney and Ringo were in some kind of lawsuit. And then later on, they became friends. I think Ringo played on a bunch of McCartney's solo records in the 80s, so they mended their fences. But John Lennon, of course, still alive, so everyone was wondering what he would be up to. And he quickly got busy with the Plastic Ono Band, and he had his own solo stuff. And we're going to hear Working Class Hero, 1,000 Points of Light, WM. You know what? Oh, man. So there's no, the CDs are not, the CD player for, very rare that this happens, but it did happen tonight. CD player was not ready for me, but now it is. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
As soon as you're born, they make you feel small by giving you no time instead of it all. Till the pain is so big you feel nothing at all. A working class hero is something to be. Working class hero is something to be. They hurt you at home and they hit you at school. They hate you if you're clever and they despise a fool. Till you're so fucking crazy you can't follow their rules. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. When they've tortured and scared you for 20 odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. Keep you doped with religion and sex and TV.
And you think you're so clever and classless and free, but you're still fucking peasants as far as I can see. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. There's room at the top, they are telling you still. But first you must learn how to smile as you kill. You want to be like the folks on the hill. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me.
All right, John Lennon.
Jack, he is a banker, and your knees. And when they come home from work, ooh, sitting down by the fire, the radio does play the classical music, their jam, the march of the wooden soldiers. All your protest kids, you can hear Jack say, get ready. And other people say have to work, just watch me now. And there's even some evil mothers. Well, they're gonna tell you that everything is just dirt. You know that women never really faint, and that villains always blink their eyes. Ooh. And that, you know, children are the only ones who blush, and that life is just to die.
Thank you.
Everyone wants to hear me sing. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's David Bowie with The Man Who Sold the World from the album of the same name. But prior to that, The Velvet Underground with Sweet Jane from Loaded. Then we heard T-Rex, Ride a White Swan. Not sure what that was. I think that's from Bang a Gong, I believe. John Lennon started things off with Working Class Hero from the Plastic Ono Band. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. So we have a show devoted to 1971 tonight, as per David Hepworth's fine book written in 2016 called Never a Dull Moment. There's a lot about the Stones and the Doors, of course, and Elton John and Carole King. I don't know if we'll be hearing from her. I can't quite stomach her stuff. There's a big folky movement. It was a huge year for album-oriented rock. It sort of like set the stage for classic rock going forward. I do acknowledge there's some big records that were released that year, and we're going to hear quite a few of them this evening. Up next, this one artist that was sort of very unrecognized throughout his career, and was a lot of musicians and actors and people in the arts pointed him out as someone who was very influential much later on after he had passed. His name is, of course, Nick Drake, and this song, Pink Moon, was in a car commercial. That's how I got acquainted with him. And I heard that in like 1998 or something. We're going to hear a record from Brighter Later. We're going to hear Poor Boy, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Nobody spreads aching heads.
Are you gonna get it crazy tonight?
I get down to it.
I said, are you gonna get it crazy?
I get down to it.
I said, you're going to move and get it all down, get it all night, get it all right, get it out of sight and get down, baby.
Yeah.
Whammer jammer, let me hear you, nigga. Come on, baby.
this is a groovy party, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Stop it. Right on.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and get here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality.
Sister,
talk to me,
sister,
so you can see.
Out in the street.
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Elton John with Tiny Dancer from Madman Across the Water. And before that, we had Marvin Gaye with What's Going On from the album of the same name. Sly and the Family Stone preceded him with Family Affair from There's a Riot Going On. And that was Jay Giles' band, a live version of Whammer Jammer. I don't know if I've ever heard a studio version of it. There'd probably be no point to that from the Full House record. And then it was Nick Drake's Poor Boy starting things off from the Brighter Later record. This is our 1971 show, and it's all inspired by this book, Never a Dull Moment, written by David Hepworth. And basically what I've been doing is playing two songs from each month. So we started off with Lennon and T-Rex from January, Velvet Underground and Bowie from February, Nick Drake and Jay Giles from March, Sly and the Family Stone and Marvin Gaye from April. And now here we are in May with Elton John and I think the Rolling Stones are coming up next. They are, certainly are. So what's going on with the Stones is that they were on this like farewell tour of Britain. They were doing like this back to the clubs club type tour. And basically what was happening is because of all the raised taxes for artists or for people making, I guess, the money that they were making, they decided that it would be better after getting a better handle on their finances if they moved to France. And so they they moved to the south of France where they were in this incredible mansion, of course. They're all just doing wild amounts of drugs and trying to make records and songs and somehow making it. They figured out a way to, they took their mobile unit down to the south of France from the UK, and they did that so that it would be easier for Keith Richards to write music without actually getting up from his bed. So that's where they were at. But, I mean, they were on the cusp of true genius because Exile on Main Street was the record that resulted from this move. But the one that came out in 1971, and the one that we will play tonight, is Sticky Fingers, another great record. We're going to hear Brown Sugar from that one. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Go! talking. I'm telling you that, oh, ooh, oh, I like it, I like it, this. Can you miss? And you should know, ooh, oh, when I like it, I like it, this. Am I really? Satisfy my soul, morning time, evening cold. By my soul, yes, I've been a telling you. Bake me the sweetest cakes, happy inside all the time. Oh, can't you see what you've done for me? Yeah. Sweepstakes winners, yeah. Well,